Well, a colleague of mine, her name is Brie Latner, and she teaches science at the Alabama School of Fine Arts. She introduced me to a book and this concept called Hip Hop Genius. And it's about much more than just using rap music or hip hop music to connect with your students. It's actually about being more creative and sort of using the type of creativity and ingenuity that you see within hip hop artists and using those ideas in your classroom. So it's not really about the music, but it's about the creativity.
Well, as an educator at the Alabama School of Fine Arts, how do you plan on implementing some of the things that you've learned from Hip Hop Genius into your classroom?
Well, one of the things that I plan to do is to work really hard to make the material that I teach more relevant to my students' lives. One of the things that I teach at ASFA is early American literature, and it can be really difficult to show students that these works, even though they were written such a long time ago, are still relevant to their lives. And so I've always told them that, but now I'm trying to do a better job of actually showing them that these works are relevant.
Why is it important that we have these different approaches to the classroom?
Well, I think one thing that we learn as teachers, obviously, is that students learn in different ways. And so you have to have these different approaches so that you can speak to different types of learners. But moving beyond that, we also need to consider the different backgrounds of our students and the different interests that they have. And so I think when you have these different and unique and creative approaches, you can reach children regardless of their situation or their background or their interests. You can inspire all of them. And again, you need to show them that the material you're teaching is actually relevant to their lives. And one way to do that is by taking a more creative approach to your material.
In your post, you mentioned that it's common for teachers to feel creatively blocked in the classroom sometimes. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think for me in the past, I've struggled with worrying about time. And what I mean by that is every year, you know, we start off with this list of things that we know we need to cover. And so sometimes I get so caught up in making sure I cover all these things that I'm not really taking the time that I need to be more creative when I am covering those things.
What advice would you give to teachers who want to implement this kind of creativity that you were inspired by with Hip Hop Genius, but feel that they can't for whatever reason?
I think the key is to start small. When you look at something like the ideas that Sam Seidel presents in his book, some examples are about just totally revamping the education system. And so that can seem very daunting. But if you just start small and start with simple things, that will really help you create that sort of ingenuity that we're talking about here.
Can you give an example of some baby steps that teachers could take?
One thing that you can do is just listen to your students. So just talk to them about what they're interested in, what they want to do. I think it's important that we make sure that education is not just about pursuing a diploma or a degree, but it's about really teaching students life skills that they can implement far beyond the classroom and even far beyond their college years.